Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. George Frideric Handel's Water Music is one of the most famous classical pieces associated with water, but plenty of other composers wrote watery music. Georg Philipp Telemann was employed by the city of Hamburg, a port that's now part of Germany. But in Telemann's day, Hamburg was independent of any country. Sea trade has always been very important in Hamburg. For festivities celebrating the 100th anniversary of Hamburg's Admiralty, the office in charge of sea trade, Telemann wrote a suite of water music. French composer Claude Debussy once dreamed of becoming a sailor, but he actually spent very little time on the water. Debussy liked to look at the ocean, though, and he painted a wonderful musical picture of it in the piece he called La Mer, French for the sea. Don't those high notes sound like seagull calls? Sounds of the sea pop up in operas, too. British composer Benjamin Britten wrote a couple of operas that have to do with the ocean. Billy Budd takes place entirely on board ship, and Peter Grimes is set in a fishing village. In Peter Grimes, Britten composed four extraordinary orchestral descriptions of the sea. At dawn, on a Sunday morning, in the moonlight, and during a storm. Hear the crashing waves? For some less turbulent sea music, there's a set of waltzes that John Philip Sousa wrote for the wife of the United States Secretary of the Navy. For some reason, the title is in French, La Reine de la Mer, the Queen of the Sea. Of course, there are also pieces of music that have to do with smaller bodies of water.
Ich hört ein Bächlein rauschen, wo aus dem Felsen quell, hinab zum Tale rauschen, so frisch und wunderhell.
Franz Schubert wrote that song about a brook, which you can hear burbling away in the piano part. Brooks eventually flow into rivers, and there are American composers who wrote some interesting river pieces. Ferdy Grofe is most famous for his soundscape of the Grand Canyon, which was created by the Colorado River, of course. But Grofe also wrote a suite about the Mississippi River. Czech composer Bedřich Smetana wrote about the river Moldau that flows through the city of Prague. One of the most famous pieces of river music is the waltz that Johann Strauss Jr. wrote to celebrate the fact that Vienna, the city where he lived, is located on the beautiful Blue Danube. George Frideric Handel wrote his water music for the River Thames, but there's one part of the piece that has a double water connection, the hornpipe. No one is exactly sure how the tradition got started, but a hornpipe is considered a sailor's dance. Handel wrote his water music for the King of England. Next week on Classics for Kids, music by kings, princes, and other members of the nobility. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me for Royal Composers next time on Classics for Kids.